The Back Door in the Silicon, and a Postgres Renaissance. A GitHub repository called Rosenbridge, from a researcher known as ZoriaxeXEX, documents a verified hardware backdoor in certain x86 CPUs. Not a speculative side channel or a firmware vulnerability, but an implemented instruction present in the silicon itself. The mechanism allows code running in Ring 3, the unprivileged user space where applications run, to execute instructions that should only be available to Ring 0 kernel code. Modern security architecture treats that boundary as enforced by hardware. On affected chips, it is not. The research was originally published in 2015 and is resurging on Hacker News in 2026 amid renewed focus on hardware supply chain security. Affected processors, certain x86 chips from that era, remain in production use in embedded systems, industrial controllers, and legacy enterprise environments. The threat model is severe. Hardware backdoors are undetectable through conventional security scanning because the scanner itself runs on top of the hardware it would need to inspect. The only mitigation is removing affected hardware from sensitive workloads, advice easier to give than to follow. The same researcher's Assembly Hall of Shame project, a curated collection of spectacularly bad, bizarre, or perversely clever x86 assembly code, circulated alongside the backdoor findings this week. Beyond the humor, it illuminates the gap between what a CPU is documented to do and what it actually does, including entries that exploit undefined behavior in the x86 specification to produce reliable results on real silicon. That gap between specification and implementation is precisely where the Rosenbridge backdoor lives. A complementary project, AO486, a complete Verilog implementation of a 486SX processor accurate enough to run real software, demonstrates that ground-up CPU reconstruction in a hardware description language is one of the few methods that forces every implicit architectural decision into the open. On the software side, a team published detailed technical work on making Postgres 300 times faster for analytics workloads through fundamental query engine redesign. Three techniques drive the result: query batching to amortize per-row overhead, operator fusion to eliminate intermediate materializations, and SIMD vectorization to process multiple values in parallel using wide CPU registers. The combined effect creates column-oriented execution paths inside a row-oriented storage engine, bringing analytic performance to Postgres without replacing it. For the large number of teams running analytics on Postgres, the traditional pressure to eventually migrate to a data warehouse relaxes somewhat, though not entirely.